A federal court has overturned FCC rules that would have loosened restrictions on how many media outlets a single corporation can own. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Philadelphia yesterday ordered the FCC to explain better why it decided to ease the ownership rules. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports.
Last June, the FCC adopted new rules that would allow a single corporation to own television stations reaching 45% of the American public. And the rules would also overturn a decades-old law preventing a single company from owning a television or radio station and a newspaper in the same city. The Prometheus Radio Project, a nonprofit organization based in Philadelphia, sued to block the rules from taking effect. The Third Circuit Court of Appeals obliged, held hearings in February, and yesterday issued a ruling.
This is a big win. It's a win for democracy. It's a win for diversity.
Attorney Andrew J. Schwartzman is president of the Media Access Project and represented Prometheus in court. Schwartzman says media consolidation is bad for consumers because it tends to undermine competition and diversity of opinion on the airwaves. He argued that in its rush to deregulate, the FCC misread the Telecommunications Act of 1996.
The FCC interpreted the 1996 Communications Act as requiring it to start from the premise that it should repeal any rule that could not be fully justified. The court said that was wrong.
In fact, the Third Circuit said the FCC could consider even tighter regulations. The ruling also expressed doubts about the methodology the commission used to set its new ownership caps. In a written statement, FCC Chairman Michael Powell called the decision deeply troubling. Powell was one of three Republicans on the commission who voted for the new rules last June. The two Democrats voted against it. One of them is Commissioner Michael Copps.
We've heard from the court now. We've heard from the Congress. We've heard from millions of American people that the FCC got it wrong. And now it's up to this commission to reverse course and start protecting the people's interest in the people's airwaves.
Unless Congress does it first. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday approved legislation that would also roll back the rule changes, although the measure faces an uncertain future because the House has rejected similar legislation. Congress has already intervened once this year. After public outcry, lawmakers hastily crafted a compromise that sets the limit on the TV audience a single corporation can reach at 39%, where it stands, at least for now. That's okay with Sean Sheehan, vice president of the Tribune Company, which owns the Chicago Tribune and WGN-TV, among other things. Sheehan was encouraged that even though the court blocked the FCC rules, it did agree with the commission's reasoning that when a single company owns a TV station and a newspaper in the same market, consumers get better news.
If you take the enormous reporting assets of a major market newspaper and apply them to your broadcast outlet, you can actually enhance the diversity of information that you're presenting, and the court bought that. So I think you're going to see major market newspaper broadcast combination allowed.
Observers say it's unlikely the FCC will come up with new rules before the November elections, or that Michael Powell will still be the agency's chairman when it does. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose in Philadelphia.